When I look at these questions and think about our larger culture, the media, and the social, economic, political landscape, my answers are yes, yes, and yes. When I think about my family in the context of these questions, I know that these are the exact issues that my husband Steve and I work to overcome every single day. I use the word overcome because to grow a relationship or raise a family or create an organizational culture or run a school or nurture a faith community, all in a way that is fundamentally opposite to the cultural norms driven by scarcity, it takes awareness, commitment, and work every single day. The larger culture is always applying pressure, and unless we're willing to push back and fight for what we believe in, the default becomes a state of scarcity. We're called to dare greatly every time we make choices that challenge the social climate of scarcity. The counter-approach to living in scarcity is not about abundance. In fact, I think abundance and scarcity are two sides of the same coin. The opposite of never enough isn't abundance or more than you could ever imagine. The opposite of scarcity is enough, or what I call wholeheartedness. As I explained in the introduction, there are many tenets of wholeheartedness, but at its very core is vulnerability and worthiness. Facing uncertainty, exposure, and emotional risks, and knowing that I am enough. If you go back to the three sets of questions about scarcity that I just posed, and ask yourself if you'd be willing to be vulnerable or to dare greatly in any setting defined by these values, the answer for most of us is a resounding no. If you ask yourself if these are conditions conducive to cultivating worthiness, the answer is again no. The greatest casualties of a scarcity culture are our willingness to own our vulnerabilities and our ability to engage with the world from a place of worthiness. After doing this work for the past 12 years, and watching scarcity ride roughshod over our families, organizations, and communities, I'd say the one thing we have in common is that we're sick of feeling afraid. We all want to be brave. We want to dare greatly. We're tired of the national conversation centering on what should we fear and who should we blame. In the next chapter, we'll talk about the vulnerability myths that fuel scarcity and how courage starts with showing up and letting ourselves be seen.